Good morning. Welcome back to Passion World Talk Radio Network, a wholly owned subsidiary of Global Media Network, LLC. Educate, enlighten, entertain, mindfulness. And on this week's episode, I am going to provide you some tips of how to plan for a dementia-inclusive 4th of July and the remaining holidays for this year. When you celebrate a holiday, especially one like the 4th of July, and you have a patient, your husband, an aunt, an uncle, maybe even your parents with dementia, it might seem impossible. There's no way you could enjoy yourself or even the one who is stricken. However, Dr. Alexis Eastman tells caregivers that it doesn't have to be that way, that there is hope for them. Fireworks, large family gatherings, parades, all make for a special holiday in the United States, besides the Thanksgiving parade and the Easter parade and the Rose Bowl parade. That's what our country's history is built on. But if you're caring for someone living with dementia, it can be a unique challenge for you to navigate. And as a primary caregiver, you might be wondering how you're going to bring joy to your loved one and include them in the festivities, all the while realizing that the reality of that day will be filled with loud noises, traffic, large crowds, and changes to your and their daily routine. Dr. Alexis Eastman, a clinical associate professor at the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine, shares the best practices or tips for navigating this upcoming holiday plus the remaining holidays of 2025 in a dementia-inclusive manner. Quote, one thing to acknowledge in all of this is that there are no good decisions. There's only good enough decisions, said Eastman. Number one, be rule-bound by your routine. Many people who live with dementia experience mood changes, fatigue, or irritability during different times of the day. As their caregiver, you may be familiar with what times are more challenging for your loved one and already have a schedule in place that navigates these fluctuations. Many people with Alzheimer's experience sundowning. A certain set of worsening behaviors and psychological changes that typically intensify around sundown. Plan to do your largest celebratory activity during a time of day when your loved one is typically at their best. If you notice they've experienced behavioral changes in the evenings, plan a lunchtime picnic or a small celebration. People living with Alzheimer's can become easily confused by sudden changes in their routines. So mimicking a typical routine such as breakfast, lunch, and even a nap could be helpful. Eastman recommends having a quiet nap place picked out regardless of your travel plans. Quote, your brain uses the vast majority of your calories in a given day, and having a nap space is a great thing to have in a house. Setting that aside is important, end of quote. Avoid the fireworks. I can tell you that. Vacuum cleaners drove my husband crazy. He had Alzheimer's and it would just terrify him. So I always made sure there was never a vacuum cleaner or anything with loud noises around him. Besides, they attract a large crowd. Fireworks need to be avoided due to their loud sounds. People living with dementia may become startled are irritated by loud, sudden sounds. Fireworks can also evoke stress in people who are war veterans and may associate the sound with hearing gunshots. Instead of going to a live firework display, do an indoor activity with your loved one, like coloring, looking at old photo albums, listening to music, or play a game. If you live in an area where you will hear fireworks, even indoors, prepare your loved one in advance throughout the day. Let them know there will be fireworks at a specified time and offer reassurance that you will be together indoors. 3, keep it small. Many people enjoy spending holidays with their family and friends. Keep in mind that large groups can sometimes be stressful environment for both the person living with dementia and the caregiver. Large groups can be disorientating to someone with dementia, and it could lead to overstimulation. Due to forgetfulness, your loved one may be surrounded by close family at your celebration, but unable to recall who they are. For the caregiver, the prospect of explaining your loved one's situation to extended family and friends may feel draining and daunting. Quote, I think one of the pitfalls you run into is that if someone is from out of town and they know your person, the difference in how they've changed may be shocking to them. Unquote. If you're debating whether or not to invite a large group to the festivities, Eastman provides some insight on how to set yourself up for success. It can be worth sending an email ahead of time to them and say, hey, so glad you're coming. You may notice that mom is different than the last time you saw her, and this is what you can expect. That kind of preparation can be very valuable. So please go over and read the article on beingpatient.com on how to plan a dementia-inclusive 4th of July and other holidays. Thank you very much for listening this morning to our program, Monday Tips with Lillian. This program is sponsored by Ruby.ai. Go over to AIwithLillian.com. It will take you to the webpage with the testimonials of everyone who's enjoyed working with Ruby.ai. You can also listen to and view demonstration of the product, AI. And you might as well admit it, AI is here to stay. So please sign up for a monthly subscription. This program is also brought to you by Conscious Research Solutions. Check us out on PassionateWorldTalkRadio.com/Research Made Simple blog. There it discusses all the pain points that you may discover. And if you think of several of your own, please let us know at PWRNetworkLLC@gmail.com. Sign up for a 15-minute consultation, and let's see if we can take you through the levels, basic, mid, and deep research to help you get started with your next project. And if you want to keep an awesome, all-woman run and operated internet talk radio station online for the next 19 years, please go over to PassionateWorldTalkRadio.com/donation to hear the truth, nothing but the truth, all the time. Thank you very much and have a great day.